Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Making a lot of hay this spring? During Kubota's preseason hay days, get no payments for 6 months with zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 54 months on new Kubota balers and disc mower conditioners. Or choose huge customer instant rebates. But you'd better hurry on over to your local Kubota Hay Tools dealer. Preseason deals won't last forever. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
Cattle producer, your last chance to buy cattle the superior way in 2015. Coming up Friday, December 18th, 8 a.m. Central Time for Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com. 17,000 head of cattle to be sold on Friday the 18th. 2,800 yearling steers, 2,300 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves. For information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And right after the regular sale, about 1 o'clock, there will also be a Superior Selects female sale as well. Details, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's look at our livestock futures here this morning. Well, a bit of an improvement on those cattle futures. They ended up mostly higher yesterday.
Yes, that was the end result of the day. But we did see some mixed trading and some volatile trading take place yesterday. As we started the session lower in the cattle complex, we saw all the feeder contracts make new contract lows yesterday. And we bounced off those lows. By the close of the day, the live cattle saw some triple-digit gains, but the feeder cattle closed on a mixed note. Now, there was some light cash cattle trade yesterday at lower money, mostly 117 on the hoof, 184 in the meat. Choice box beef yesterday continued to slide lower, down $1.57, another new low for the year 2015. The select boxes were up 8 cents on a total movement of 143 loads. Daily cattle kill estimated 114,000 head. Cash feeder index also continues to slide to a new low for the year, down $1.28 yesterday. Now, on the close, February cattle were $1.12 higher. January feeders up 37 cents, and February lean hogs $1.20 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk a little bit about grain futures. The wheat futures ended positive yesterday, but corn and soybeans did finish the day on the negative side.
That's right. We did see our wheat futures close positive for the second straight session, both in the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, but they did come well off their session highs by the close of the day. The corn and the soybeans all closed on the negative side. We also saw the NOPA soybean crush come in much lower than expected yesterday at only 156 million bushels. And this afternoon, we will find out if the feds will raise interest rates, which the last time that occurred was in June of 2006. The overnight trading in the grain has been on the mixed side. At the moment, we're seeing a little positiveness. March KC wheat's a penny higher. March corn's up a half a penny. January soybeans trading 2.25 higher. March cotton is down 9 points. January crude oil 24 cents lower. The March dollar index 4 cents higher at 98.33, and the March Dow Jones futures 105 points higher at the moment.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web. Either one by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. Now, we'll check in with you again tomorrow, as we always do, and we'll look forward to that, as we always do as well. Now, that's going to do it for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.